This is File 14, Cycle 4. This is Jean McMillan. Today's date is July 3rd, 2019. I am interviewing Neil Scott. He's going to talk about his career at Hotchkiss and also his wonderful career at the Rotary Club. First, we'll start with the hard stuff. What is your name?
Neil Scott.
And how did you come to the area?
From Canada, the province of Quebec.
Okay. And how did you learn about Hotchkiss?
From the Independent Schools Bulletin.
And if I understand it correctly, you wrote letters to top schools.
Yeah.
And you picked Hotchkiss. Or they picked you.
Eventually, they picked me.
They did a good job.
With a little help from a vice president of Aetna Life.
Oh, good. Oh, you had influence. Oh, that's good. That's
good. I'm
pretty
sure he did.
Oh, my.
Because we had his son in the house when I was teaching in the King's School, Canterbury.
Okay. Now, you taught for over 40 years, but you didn't teach all the time in the same place.
No.
Where did you teach first?
The King's School, Canterbury.
Okay. And how long were you at King's School?
16 years.
And after that, where did you go?
That was Stansted College in the province of Quebec.
And okay. When did you go to New Zealand?
When I was at Hotchkiss.
Ah, okay. All right. And you came to Hotchkiss in 1970?
Yes.
1970. And you retired in 93?
1993.
But in that period of time, you went off to New Zealand for a year?
Did a year's exchange, yes. Rathkeel College.
What college?
Rathkeel. Which is in the south end of North Island.
I didn't know Hotchkiss had an exchange program.
Well, I arranged it.
Oh, good for you! Oh, I had assumed, because I'd been in England, that it was an exchange while you were at King's.
No.
Okay.
Oh, that was a rotary. I went to the international convention in Toronto in 83, and there I met New Zealanders and asked them to put my name around, and they did.
Good. That must have been a nifty experience.
It took 3 years to get there.
Everything takes 3 years.
Yes.
Oh, my. When you were hired at Hotchkiss, who was the headmaster?
Bill Olson.
And what did you teach at Hotchkiss?
Chemistry.
Chemistry is a big subject. And you started a different...
I taught the general chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And also AP chemistry.
What's AP chemistry?
Advanced placement.
Advanced?
Placement. While I was there, I introduced a semester in organic chemistry.
Why?
Because nobody knew anything about it.
That's a good reason.
Yeah, medical students go around to college, they dropped out because they didn't pick it up quick enough.
All right.
Just gave them an introduction.
But it makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense. And you introduced something for sports. You had taught crew in England.
Yes.
And so what did you start here? You didn't do crew here, you did something else.
I started the sailing club.
And you started that about, what, 71?
1971.
And is it still going?
Yes, very much so.
Good. And the organic chemistry is still going?
I guess.
Right. Now, in your private school, you have to have a dormitory.
Van Sanford.
It's Van Sanford, and that's where you lived?
Yes.
And you had to coach something besides sailing?
When the girls came, I took over the field hockey team.
Girls came in 74, didn't they?
74.
Okay. Now, you told me a story about taking the 13 girls to England by yourself.
Did it three times every other year.
But eventually you took your wife along.
Yes, she came with me. Very funny one. This is an old story. We used to go to the pubs for lunch, mm-hmm. Easton's place. And I used to go in and ask the guy, is it okay if you've got a room for 13 of us? And he said yes. So the girls walked in, I walked in behind them. And the guy at the bar turned around and said, I wish I had your job.
I love it. Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
It's very interesting, actually, about taking them over. But the first year, the schools were very apprehensive about American girls, loud, brash, coming in. Mm-hmm. And they turned around, and they were much nicer behaved than any of theirs.
Oh, yes.
And by the third time, so many schools wanted to play us that in one game we played one school for the first half and another school for the second to fit them in.
When Foster and I went to England on my sabbatical in 87, we found the same thing, that we had to be vetted before people would accept us.
Yeah, that's a little way.
But we lived in the same village for 13 months, so people got to know us, and we couldn't have had a better experience.
No.
But I know, and we were staying at a bed and breakfast in Totnes, and the woman knew we were Americans, and she came over to us Friday night, and she says, oh, I've got a group of Americans coming in.
If they're Texan or Jews, watch out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When you were teaching at Hotchkiss, what did you like the best?
I think dealing with the students.
They're fun.
Yeah.
They're fun. And you also said that you liked the freedom to teach what you wanted to.
Pretty virtually, yes.
Pretty much. What were some of the changes after the girls came?
It became, I think, much easier. Mm-hmm.
A little smoother, maybe?
Yeah, to things just general moving about the place, moderating influence.
In a way.
Yeah.
What would you like to tell me about Hotchkiss that I haven't asked?
I'm not sure. Nothing, really.
Okay.
Just moved along quite happily.
That's important.
Yeah.
That you liked what you were doing and you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, when you joined Rotary, you were in Canada?
I joined in Canada, yeah.
And then when you came to this country?
I just...
Transferred
it to Salisbury.
And that would be, you were in Canada in 69 and then 70 here.
So this is my 50th year in Rotary.
It's a long time.
Longer than most of the guests.
Oh, yes. Which is why I wanted to interview you.
Yeah.
Rotary is divided into districts. Mm-hmm. What is this district called and what area does it cover?
District 1.
Okay.
I think.
And how big an area is it?
It goes to, let me see. We cover, or the district. Mm-hmm. Well, that's much larger. The club only covers a certain number of towns.
Yeah, that I knew, yeah. But the district is larger.
Yeah. It goes into Massachusetts.
Ooh.
And across, right across Massachusetts.
Okay. All of Massachusetts or only...
I'm pretty sure.
Probably, because it would be a large geographical area.
Yeah.
Now, the club, our club, the Salisbury Club, what towns does it cover?
Salisbury, Lakeville, Sheridan, Canaan.
Falls Village,
Cobo.
But not as far as Kent.
The border.
Yeah.
We have that in Kent.
Okay.
Okay. But we do give scholarships to any student who comes from District 1.
Well, that would be Region 1.
Okay. Which includes Kent. But we've had people from Norfolk as well.
Yeah, Norfolk sneaks in a lot.
Well, they're on the border with Winston.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They are.
See, Norfolk kids go to...
Battelle?
No, they go
Region
to...
Region 7?
Region 7. Northwest.
Yeah. I was in the school system for a while, so I learned that part of it. You were president in 82, 83?
82, 83.
Was that the only time you were president?
Yeah, that's all.
That was enough. but you've been on the scholarship committee for...
Well, I was on for 30 years.
Oh, my. When you were on the scholarship committee, who was eligible for the scholarship?
Students from Region 1.
Did they have to have a particular focus?
Yeah, they were going to... They were seniors going to college.
Boys and girls?
Yes. Usually girls applied.
It would be. and you were district chairman for a while.
For the, what do you call the I don't know if it still is, but it was the Ambassadors Scholarships.
And
which is a district thing.
That's a district one. And you were 3 years chairman?
About 3 years. Before I went to New Zealand, then I got out of it.
Okay, before New Zealand. Okay.
It was before New Zealand.
So it would have been before 82, because you were president in 82. So you couldn't be in New Zealand and be president of the Rotary Club. So it would have been...
In New Zealand by 86 or so.
Okay.
Yeah, it was well now. Because when I was president, I met the New Zealanders. It was 3 years later.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, who would be eligible for the Ambassador Scholarship?
It was anybody from the district who was applying to a college abroad.
Oh, a college abroad?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, the Rotary Club is a... Go ahead.
I think the name of that program has changed. I don't know what it is.
Everything changes.
Yeah.
Rotary is a service
organization.
Other than the scholarships, and I'm sure that there was money donated to the Albert Schweitzer Hospital.
Through
Inga, anyway. Inga Dunham.
Yeah, she started there.
Yeah. And the major service that all of the Rotary International is... Polio eradication.
Because in that way, a long time ago, yes.
Oh, yeah. It's almost eradicated.
Yeah.
90% perhaps.
Pakistan is the worst one, I think.
How many scholarships does our club give?
We give, I think it's 10.
Ooh. And how much money in each scholarship?
It's usually 1,000. We give 10,000.
I got a Rotary scholarship. Well, actually, I didn't. I was promised the Rotary scholarship from the club in Great Barrington. And 2 weeks before school graduation, the salutatorian in my class, her father died unexpectedly. And the Rotary Club gave her the money, as they should have. And the president of the Rotary was in my church, and he felt so badly that he'd promised me this. And they used to do a horse show in June, July. And he said, if we have any money left over from the horse show, we will give you that money. So that's what I got horse show money. I got horse show money.
Yeah.
What are some of the changes that you've seen in your 50 years of a Rotary career?
Well, the first one was women coming.
I think that would be one.
Yeah.
And it stopped the handkerchief throwing and...
The attendance requirement has changed.
Oh, good.
And also it's meant to be one person from each profession sort of thing. But that has changed as well. Anybody who could make it.
Any warm and breathing body.
Who's willing to come.
Oh, goodness. The membership isn't as much as it was.
No, we used to be 60s, well, now it's down to 30.
I've had to speak at Rotary a couple of times, and it would be 15 to 18 people.
Yeah, it's difficult for a lot of people to make it.
Oh, yeah.
Lunchtime.
Sure, because it's a 12 to 1:30.
Then the other people don't want to go at that.
I know.
Oh, first thing in the morning.
They've got their routine, and it's hard to break a routine. Mm. But everybody shows up for the Christmas parties.
Do their best, yes.
Oh, yes. Well, they're good parties. You had a story about parking cars at the fireworks display.
You did that once.
Yes.
Or twice.
What happened?
Well, you park the cars, and you don't know how they get out. You're not worried.
And it seems to me that you said you were trying to direct people to where to park their cars.
Go where they want.
And they would just park anywhere.
Yeah.
So you just kind of left. Oh, wonderful. Before we close, is there anything that you'd like to add about Rotary?
I don't think so.
All right.
The fact that it's still going is pretty good.
Oh, yes. And they do a wonderful job with their service organizations and their scholarships.
Yeah, and we give to the town.
Yes, and we appreciate it.
Bits and pieces, yes.
Thank you so much.
Good.